I haven't actually got a full recollection of all of them, but there is Radha Vinod, which is Lokanath Goswami's deity. There's Radha Gokulananda, who's a very small deity, and he's the deity of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, am I right? I think so. And there's a deity of Lord Chaitanya with his hand in the air, which is, it's believed that that deity is the deity of Narottam Das Thakur. I think there's some more deities here, which there's Vijay Govinda. Whose deity is that? Valadev Vidyabhushan. So these personalities, Narottam Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. He grew up with Lord Chaitanya. He knew Lord Chaitanya when he was a boy in Navadvipa. And when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas, he couldn't bear the thought to see him as a sannyasi, because they had had a loving relationship that didn't have that kind of stricture and austerity connected. And so he came to Vrindavan. And then when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had gone to South India, he wanted to see him, and so he made his way to South India to see Lord Chaitanya. But when he got there, he heard that Lord Chaitanya had left already, and he returned to Vrindavan. So he came as desperately, quickly as he could to Vrindavan to meet Sri Chaitanya here. And when he got here, he had already gone. And then he had a dream, and in the dream I can't remember whether it was Lord Chaitanya, but it was revealed to him that he should just stay in Vrindavan. Don't try to run to where I am. It would cause you pain to see me like this, as a renunciate who sleeps on the floor, doesn't even sleep on a bed, who eats so little, who's often crying, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? So instead, stay here in Vrindavan, and with the help of the other Goswamis, you can uncover some of the places of Krishna's Leela. And in a place called Kishori Kund, which is in the forest of Kadiravan, and which is now in the township of Ajnok, Umrao. It's not too far from Nandagram, and it's not too far from Varshana. And it's not too far from here. It's kind of in the middle somewhere. In that place, Lokanath Goswami was sleeping under trees, living a very extremely austere life. And he came across beautiful Radha Vinod, a deity of Krishna, who he carried with him around his neck in a bag. Now that deity, the original deity, is now to be seen in Jaipur. And it's a long time for me personally since I've seen that deity, so I can't share with you what that deity looks like. But here is the Pratibhu deity of Radha Vinod. So Lokanath Goswami was served by Narottam Das. Narottam Das was a son of the king in a place called Khetri, in now Bangladesh. And he was a beautiful child. You know, mothers are always fond of a beautiful child, a very gentle boy, baby boy. But in Bengal, they were also afraid, because when they found their child was very refined and very gentle and not so much interested in worldly things, they would become worried. Oh, maybe he's going to become a sadhu and he'll leave home. And there were no trains, trams, trucks, cars, mobile phones, connecting systems to keep in touch with him. So maybe he'll become a sadhu and he'll leave home for good and I'll never, never, never see him again. So Narottam Das was like that. He was unattracted to the world and the business of the world. He didn't care about these things. And he was devoted to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya had known that Narottam was going to come in the future. And so what he had done, this is also a great mystery, he went and took bath in the Padmavati River, which is a tributary of the Ganga. And when he came out of the water, he told the devotees who were with him, he said, I have left my prema, my love of Krishna. I have deposited it in the waters here. And when Narottam comes and bathes in this water, he will receive that gift. And all the people were thinking, all his devotees were thinking, we don't know anyone called Narottam. There isn't anyone amongst us with that name. And Lord Chaitanya said, in the future he will come. And so he did. He came to that place. It was near to Kettari Gram, the village where he lived. He came to the Padma River. There's a beautiful tree there, just beside on the bank, called Prem Tali. And he bathed in the water, and instantly he wanted to leave every single thing of this world and simply go and serve Lord Chaitanya and find Krishna. Who is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And very soon after that, to the regret of his family, he left Kettari and he came here to Vrindavan. At the same time, two other personalities came. One, his name was Srinivas. Srinivas was studying under Jiva Goswami, and then Narottam came to study under Jiva Goswami at the Radha Damodar temple. And then one more person came. His name was Shyamananda. And Shyamananda came from Orissa. And these three were the bright stars on the horizon of Vrindavan, as you can imagine, after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya left, it's an unspeakable, unimaginable grief overcame the devotees. It's like we know sometimes when a dear family member expires, we feel as though part of ourself has died, and the thought that we can never see them again, we can never talk to them again, may overwhelm us. But when we're thinking of Lord Chaitanya and his golden beauty and his divine presence and his smile and his electric chanting, when he finished his pastimes and left this world, then all the devotees were like just totally almost bereft of their lives. So Srinivasacharya appeared in this world exactly at the time when Lord Chaitanya had left. And he came to Vrindavan with Narottam Das and he served here. And then he returned to Bengal. So Narottam Das, and then who's the next one? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a few generations later. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's disciple is Baladev Vijayabhushan. So the deities here, they're all in a line, but over perhaps even a century of time, these different deities came into the care of this temple. So for me, I think this is one of the most powerful temples in all of Vrindavan because of the magnitude of what it holds. So many extraordinary personages and their deities that they served. So when the deities open, you'll see Lord Chaitanya from Narottam Das, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Vinod, and Radha Vijay Govinda.